Tammy Stahl in from a Christian Clearinghouse. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning, Rex.
We have a question about public speaking. And do you remember your first time you were on the radio?
Well, you know, I think it probably was right here with the garage sale. I think I spoke with Jerry Sprouse, which was the host back then, and I think it was about our garage sale. So it has been a few years ago. We're, I think, about on our 20th garage sale.
Right. A lot of people come in and they're very nervous to go on the radio. Yeah. I'm like, just a conversation.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have to, I was thinking about this morning because I knew you would ask me this. And back in high school, Janelle Buzdecker was my communications teacher. And okay. I see her every once in a while.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
lady. Uh-huh. But I think she gives me all my credit for being able to speak in public forums. So it's all thank you, Janelle.
Very good. Christian Clearinghouse, Christians helping in crisis, and this is always a sign of spring, I think, besides that robins being in the yard, but your annual benefit garage sale, and things have been stirring, and you are looking for items starting Monday, is that right?
That's right. We're going to start drop off on Monday, and we'll go clear through March 9th for you to drop your items off, and we do want things that are in good repair and things that are resellable. And there's a few things that we can't take. So yeah. things like tube TVs, if you have any of those, you have to find someplace else. Pianos and organs don't sell for us. Encyclopedias no. don't sell. Right. But if things are clean, you know, if you have things that, you know, are in really good repair, but that sticky old Tupperware, we just have to, throw it out because it just doesn't sell for us.
Yeah.
But we get a lot of really cool vintage things in, and that's really fun to go through.
Find a treasure.
Yeah, you remember everything through your childhood.
It's all there.
Yeah, last year we had, they were like a gold leaf drink glass, and they were like in a 6-pack or an 8-pack. It's like, those were really popular. It's like, it reminds you of your childhood. I remember my grandmother having a set of those.
Oh, wow.
So just really cool stuff.
Tammy Stahl in Christian Clearinghouse annual garage sale coming up. So we collect all the items. You're over at Brinkman's Greenhouse on Sandusky.
Thank you to the Brinkmans.
Yeah.
Mark is fabulous. The whole Brinkman family is fabulous. Shirley, the owner, she comes out and she helps us with it. So it's just a really good group of people. And we are just so blessed for all the volunteers we have and the space that we get from Brinkmans. They are just fabulous to us.
Yes. Now, if you are an early bird garage sailor, you've got an event to satisfy those
on
folks.
On Thursday the 14th, March 14th, it's called the Velvet Chandelier event. And that gives you the opportunity to shop early. Now, of course, this is a fundraiser, so we do sell $50 tickets, and those are available either at the Greenhouse or the Christian Clearinghouse office. You can also go to our website under the PayPal link. Go ahead and that's cchsupport.org. And just put in the comments, Velvet Chandelier, and I'll mail that ticket to you. So just make sure that you put your address in there, and I can get those in the mail as soon as possible. It's a really fun night. It's not overly crowded like the rest of the sale because we only sell 100 tickets, and it just gives you the chance to come in early without the crowds and find your treasures.
Yeah, and the actual garage sale is what are the dates?
That's the 16th of March, and then St. Right. Patrick's Day is 17th.
Right.
And the 17th is our bag day, so that's 1 to 4. It's going to be $10 to fill a bag, and then things that don't fit in a bag will be half price, or pretty much half price. I guess I shouldn't probably say that, but I think we take the prices down on all that stuff. And then on Saturday, the 16th, is 8:30 to 4. And we do have, Mark comes over from Brinkman's and he grills up some burgers or the whole hog sausage for us.
Mm.
So we have lunch available that day. And it's just a really great day. And the one thing that I always say after the whole event is over, we go out there and of course we let nonprofits come in and, you know, pick out anything that they want to take before we get rid of the final stuff. And it's just amazing what you still find underneath the tables. And so just dig, because we pretty much, if we could go higher in that greenhouse, we would, because we get so much stuff in. So it's filled from eye level down. So,
right.
Make sure that you really, you know, look around because there's just good things to be had out there.
And the other thing about the event is parking. We always want to mention because there's a lot of people go to the garage sale, and where do people need can park?
Yeah, they can, of course, park in the parking lot, but please do not park down Sandusky. We've had issues with that in the past. You can just go on over to Blanchard Valley School. If you're buying something that is larger, we will hold those and put them out the back door for you. So it's not like it's going to be too hard to carry things. We're going to help you do what you need to do. But please don't tear up Brinkman's lot. Please don't tear up the street on Sandusky. There's parking available out there. So please make sure that you just go on over to that next parking lot. It's just a nice little brisk walk to walk over. And then also behind Brinkman's is that little park area where they have a loading dock. Yeah. That's another good place to park.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Tammy Stallin, Christian Clearinghouse, Christians Helping in Crisis, annual benefit garage sale is coming up. It's going to be spring.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Tammy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
You're welcome. Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.